Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So we're in a new house, and I thought it was time that I added some greenery. So I went to Target and I bought a bunch of fake plants.
Don't have to water. And
I thought that was really terrible. So I interspersed two real plants in with the fake plants. And I asked my husband, I did a test. I'm like, which one is the fake plant? Which one is the real plant? Geez. He goes, well, the dead one is the real one. So I think I should invent a fake plant that has some brown leaves.
That's
because
right.
That way it would really be realistic for those of us who are terrible at keeping real plants alive.
That's hilarious.
Don't you think that would be a brilliant
that
invention?
That's brilliant because it'll look like it's alive, you know, it just needs a little help, you know.
They're perfect and yeah. You know, they look great, and I actually they do look sort of real. If someone was able, and then my kids gave me a really hard time because apparently there's an app for watering. Do you know about this?
No.
What?
Oh, plants has become a big thing. There's a commercial with a girl who's got an empty, horrible apartment, and then her whole, you know, place is filled with greens. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's all over the, you know, it's all over.
All over the interwebs?
I think I should have real plants because it's good for the environment. It's good for me, but I don't want to make the effort. So apparently this app tells you when you have to water, and you just, you know, you don't even have to think about it. But I just wonder, when do I have to dust the fake plants?
That's another app.
That's a whole other thing.
That's another app.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.